better qualified.
You have entered the Fandom Effect, a podcast filled with anime, video games, comics, MMA, and unlimited ideas. Each week, a new guest will press enter and discuss how they're making their dreams come true with your host, Mark the Bushido Geek, Halberg. It's time to enter the Fandom Effect. Now, please insert 25 cents to continue.
Humanoid.
You have one playthrough. Better make it count.
What up, everyone? Welcome to the Fandom Effect podcast. We're back for another week. More fandoms, more things to talk about. It never stops. And I'm here, as always, with Scale Pan, and I am the Bushido Geek, as she tries to figure out if the letters make sense and then realizes they do, and then we'll hear like a god damn it in about 10 seconds, and she figures out that it works. But we're here, and we're here with another week, so thanks for everyone for tuning in. If this is your first episode, welcome. I feel like it's been a while since we even talked about what we do here, but this is a podcast dedicated to just all the different fandoms and things to explore. And we got a lot of fun changes and things in the works. So you stay tuned. We've teased it before, but if you want to find out what those are, you have to go back and listen to all of our episodes and then you can figure out what I'm talking about.
All of them. Yeah. Not necessarily from the beginning.
But you could.
You could start from like November 2021.
Yeah.
You can start there and then work your way forward.
Yeah.
And then listen
to all of them again.
Yeah.
Like
those
just
are the
play
ones that matter.
Yeah. Play everything on loop. And just keep going from there. But we got some cool stuff in the works. I won't announce it yet, but we do have one confirmed interview with a past guest. That'll be really fun. Because they tend to be always pretty fun topics. I'll just tease the topic. We'll be going back to wrestling. It's been a while since we have done a wrestling episode.
I have never done a wrestling episode.
Yeah, but it's going to be cool. But today we thought we'd keep it. It's the end of February. We're 2 months into the year, so we thought we would do a little roundup of some things that have been going on in the last couple of weeks for a little short episode. And you better get used to it, because other than rare occasions, these will start to be Patreon exclusive in not too much longer. So you better enjoy it and then go to our Patreon at patreon.com/FandomEffectPodcast and pick a tier.
Give us your money.
Yeah, exactly. We'll totally do it. But yeah, we're going to be covering some cool topics today. Mandalorian Season 3 is starting tomorrow.
As we record this,
which will give you an idea when you listen, you're like, wait a minute.
Today's the
thing. So yeah, by the time this episode comes out, two or three episodes, so depending on how Mandalorian's doing it, will have been out. But we won't be covering it again until the series is done. We're also going to be talking about the fact that Warner Brothers announced that new Lord of the Rings movies are going to be happening. They did some earnings call like last Thursday, and they announced that they're going to do a bunch of new films based on the books, which will be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also an animated movie coming out in theaters in 2024. So we're going to talk about some of that stuff.
It's a singular animated movie.
Yeah, apparently. Is it
no animated movies for the rest of 2024? Just this one.
Just that one. That's the only one that matters.
Yeah. Okay.
Nothing else really matters. Okay. You know? Yeah, and then we'll just kind of cover some just general stuff. It'll be a shorter episode today, but that's just kind of how it is sometimes.
It do be like that.
Plus, it's cold and I'm tired.
Well, you were out frolicking in the snow earlier.
I was. And it's very cold outside.
No, I feel that. I have been up since 4 a.m.
So not awesome.
And it's currently 6 p.m.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I've been up since like 6:30 for work, but that's...
But were you...
You know, yes.
Air quotes in the air.
But yeah, we'll figure it out. one sleepy day at a time.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. So first, we'll briefly talk about Mandalorian. Season 3 comes out tomorrow.
I'm excited.
I'm very excited. It's interesting. So four seasons essentially has already been confirmed, or that it's like at least in development.
Right.
So they're probably starting like some early work on it. Maybe it hasn't been like officially confirmed, but they're probably just like starting early work on it, so it won't take as long while they're just like waiting for stuff to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited. I mean, this is the first stuff we've seen of him since the Boba Fett stuff.
Correct. Which, did you finish that?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, I eventually, yes, I uh-huh. will, just because I'll have to catch up on everything, but like...
Season starts tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm currently watching The Last of Us, and we'll be doing a future episode on that. And I've been binge watching an anime that I have to review for another show, which it's a rom-com one.
Oh.
Yeah. So Ash would be super proud.
I was going to say, Ash would be about it.
Yeah, he's heard about it. We talked about it last week, but it's called Your Lie in April, and it's really depressing for kids that are essentially supposed to be like in eighth grade.
I haven't watched it, but I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I do know a little bit about it, and I do know it's supposed to be depressing.
It's super depressing, and they're like in eighth grade, and you're like, dear Lord, whoever thought of this show
is a monster.
Had a rough childhood.
Right. We got so far off.
Yeah, we really did. Anywho,
not even 10 minutes in.
Well, that's normal for us, though. But yeah, so I'm excited for Mandalorian Season 3. They haven't really... I haven't watched too much of the trailers.
I don't think I watched one.
Yeah. And I was right earlier. We talked about it before we started recording, but we were trying to figure out when it would end and how they were doing things to try to figure out like when we would set up like a recording to talk about Mandalorian being done.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 8 does release on April 19th. They are doing one a week up until April 19th. So final episode will release on April 19th. And I guess they're doing that because episode 5 of The Mandalorian debuts on the same day as The Bad Batch's 2-part finale.
Oh.
Which is another show that we'll talk about briefly, because that's currently going on right now that I need to catch up on. And then right after, we'll go back to Mandalorian, but like right after Mandalorian comes out in that same month, beginning of next month is when Secret Invasion is starting.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, and then
I'm hoping it's everything I want.
We will see. Yeah, I don't know. Well, there's another show coming out that I'm not as excited about, but we'll get to that. So yeah, I mean Mandalorian, man, that's literally what started like this entire thing.
100%.
Because
if Mandalorian tanked when it first came out, we would not have.
No, none of those other shows. Bad Batch would not have been a thing. They wouldn't have done another Clone Wars ripoff for sure. Like they did that because of the success of. They're like, oh, the Star Wars is popular, and Clone Wars was still popular. Maybe we can do another Clone Wars show. We wouldn't have gotten like any of the Star Wars shows. Andor, which was awesome.
Watch it.
Andor, so good.
I believe you.
I'll finish watching Loki when you watch Andor. Yeah, exactly.
Wait, you didn't finish watching Loki?
No, we know.
Yeah, you watched Ant-Man.
Yeah, because nothing connects.
Nothing really matters.
Exactly. Yeah. But, I mean, yeah.
What are we talking about?
I don't know anymore. But I'm looking forward to it. They're going to go to Mandalore for the first time in the show.
Yeah, that's what awesome. I'm wanting.
We haven't seen Mandalore since, like, season 5 or 6 of Clone Wars. where Obi-Wan goes to Mandalore.
Yeah,
because he's like used to like date the leader of the Mandalorians, or the separatist leader of the Mandalorians, or however it is going on the show. But yeah, they used to be hooking up until he was like, "Oh yeah, I got to follow the Jedi code, even though it's dumb."
And look what happened.
Yeah, right. Totally worked out, guys. The only thing I'm worried about is from the one trailer that I did see of season three, we are getting the introduction of like Jedi, not just like a brief Luke Skywalker thing. We're getting like full on Jedi with lightsabers fighting. Because there's like a scene in the trailer where there's like a bunch of Jedi and lightsabers. And I can't tell if it's on Mandalore, but it's like, because it's, you know, you never know. They just mix things in with each other.
See, I can't say anything about that. I did not watch that.
I watched like a brief trailer. When I was watching Last of Us before the show started, they played a trailer for Mandalorian.
And I know how much you both like watching trailers.
Yeah. But no, what's going on? So I'm a little worried that it's potentially going to like dive too deep into the Jedi lore. And I feel like what made Mandalorian so successful was that it was like the first kind of breath of fresh air in a while of a show not referencing the fact that, like, obviously Luke Skywalker shows up in season two.
For like 2 minutes.
Yeah, when he like attempts to get Baby Yoda. And like they mention Jedi and all that kind of stuff and like and all that, but like they don't really, it's not the focus. The focus is like the journey of Baby Yoda and then like the Mandalorian, his past and being a foundling and like him trying to help his people and like realizing he has to go back to Mandalore and like all that kind of stuff.
No, as a Jedi lover, I thoroughly enjoy the fact that we didn't get any of that in the Mandalorian. Yeah.
And that's where I'm nervous when I saw like Jedi, because I was like, "Oh God, please don't like God. Gotta like go back into other things." Like,
as I am currently watching the trailer,
yeah,
four people with lightsabers just showed up.
Yeah, that's the part I was talking about.
That's
concerning.
That looks like a flashback.
Oh, maybe. Oh, okay. Oh, like to his foundling days?
Like Baby Yoda.
Oh, like to his past.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he's 50.
He is 50.
So that's what I like. Hold on. Let me like even back up. Play.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? Maybe, okay. So maybe
that has that like woo around the edges of the screen.
Yeah. Oh, so maybe it is like some sort of like. Because a lot of the Mandalorians are force sensitive, so it's possible maybe something triggers on Mandalore of like some like link to his past or something, or maybe like his time with Luke Skywalker triggers some memory that we're gonna see or something.
Babu Frick looking creatures.
Yeah, like I said, it's looking like one interesting season so far. And it starts tomorrow, and I'm excited. Even though I only got Cameron to watch, like, I think the first four episodes of season one.
Of what?
Of The Mandalorian. Season three starts tomorrow, so I'll probably just have him watch it with me.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he hasn't really watched seasons one or two, he's five, and so he won't care.
He's five and doesn't give a shit.
He's five and won't care at all.
I won't care.
See, he said he wouldn't.
But yeah, I guess I'll see what tomorrow brings. I'll message you after I watch it. I'll be like,
okay, cool.
Hey, it did a thing.
Hey,
So we'll see if you're planning on watching Mandalorian, you should email us or tweet us or Facebook message us and let us know what your thoughts are on the Mandalorian so far. I'm just interested to see if he uses the Darksaber more.
So we'll see.
Like it is his now. He's technically
the ruler of Mandalore.
Technically the leader of the Mandalorians. Like so that's a little awkward. Gets to Mandalore and asks for advice, and it's like you could just demand it. You're technically in charge.
Just pull out the big sword.
Yeah. And before we move on to Lord of the Rings, we'll talk about the fact that, so we mentioned it quickly, but right after Mandalorian is done, Secret Invasion is starting. And then Guardians of the Galaxy 3 comes out May 5th. So obviously we'll probably do a review of that, because that, I won't lie, it might be the last Marvel movie I see for a very long time.
What?
Yeah, I'm like burnt out on Marvel movies. There's just, they're getting like, I enjoyed Ant-Man, but they're slowly getting worse and worse. Yeah, we're going to have to.
For those not watching, making faces at him.
Yeah. But well, I don't know, we'll see.
Okay, and I'll then, keep watching them. And yeah, then when we do the review of them, I'll kick you off and I'll bring Eddie on.
And I'll have no idea what's going on.
Eddie and Sammy.
But and then Ahsoka is the next Star Wars show to happen. And I'm not, I don't know.
Will I watch it? Probably.
Yeah, I'm only going to watch it because Thrawn is going to be in it. And Thrawn's awesome. But it's like after his badass days are essentially done.
Old man Thrawn.
Yeah, like it, like the stuff that made Thrawn so interesting as a character is like the stuff from like the books and his interactions like pre Darth Vader during the Clone Wars and after Darth Vader, like working with the Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was the top general that they had.
Top dog.
Yeah. But I don't know why the movies didn't really want to showcase him that much. But we'll see. I don't know. I will only watch it because Thrawn's going to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing that my brain is like, I hope Thrawn kills Ahsoka, but that's not going to happen.
No, so, plot armor.
Yeah, plot armor for season 3 or season 2 of that show.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, goodbye Thrawn. I guess you existed. I think he shows up in Rebels.
Only in my dreams. Yes.
I've never watched Rebels minus season 1, which I hated, and so I stopped watching it. And then even friends of mine that are fans of Rebels go, "Oh yeah, no, season 1's terrible. You have to keep watching." Because it gets really good after that. And I'm like,
I feel like a lot of shows are bad season 1.
Yeah. And I'm like, you may be right. But season 1 is so bad that I'm not willing to go back to it.
Just don't even watch season 1. Just skip to 2.
That's the thing. I don't even trust the show. I don't like, I feel like their opinions are just tainted because they just watch the whole show. So they're like, oh, it's just really good. And I'm like,
I didn't watch it. But I do know a lot about it.
Yeah, I've heard like a decent amount about it. But yeah, we'll see. I'm always interested
in that sweet, sweet Star Wars lore.
All that Star Wars lore.
Mm-hmm. But that's when you find out who the first Mandalorian to become a Jedi is.
Mm.
Star Vizsla.
Yeah. What a traitor.
Uh-huh. He's the one that made the Darksaber.
Well, we can all make things and then betray people. I mean, Sauron made the rings and then literally betrayed the entire world.
Good segue into Lord of the Rings. Good
segue, you know, which is my perfect segue into Lord of the Rings, which it actually was a legit.
I'm actually proud of that one.
That worked, you know, thought of it on the spot and it worked. But we're not talking about Rings of Power because we already did that.
Well,
we're talking. Well, yeah. But the show did. We are talking about the fact that Warner Brothers announced that there's going to be more movies.
So you said earlier, based off of books, which books? The Silmarillion?
Okay, so there's a few things that so there's not a lot has been out. They just like said it like as of when we recorded this last Thursday is when they had like a earnings call for like Q4 or Q1. And they were like, oh, we're going to make more movies. Like we've come to an agreement and like, we're going to like release more movies. So the first thing that's going to come out is Lord of the Rings, War of the Rohirrim, which is going to be an anime film coming out April 12th of 2024.
Anime. Wait, do you mean like anime?
It just says animated. Anime. Well, USA Today wrote anime, so I don't know.
You can't take them seriously.
Yeah, we'll see, I suppose. But it's set 183 years for the events in the Lord of the Rings trilogy and tells the story of Helm Hammerhead, the first king of Rohan. So, interesting.
Uh-huh.
The only thing they've really announced is that it's a multi-year agreement, involves films based around The Hobbit and the Lord of the Rings books. So they're going to do more movies on just The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings, because I don't believe they've gotten the rights to do the Silmarillion yet. I think his family's company still has that on lockdown. They don't want anything ever being released about that.
Okay, that was like the first book I thought of.
That's like his next most famous book outside of the Lord of the Rings books and The Hobbit is The Silmarillion, which is like, if anyone who doesn't know, that's like a book going over like the history of like the elves and stuff and their second age, like their history in the second age and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I still believe that. Yeah, I still believe that's under a firm lockdown. So the only thing that they said is that it's going to be films based around The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings. Because I think that's the only thing that they can do. And they did announce also, while Peter Jackson probably won't be the director, they did say that he's going to be in the loop the entire time, and they're going to like try to use his opinion and feedback on the vision for the franchise moving forward. So Peter Jackson might not be the director, but they're going to keep him in the loop of what they plan to do.
Mm-hmm.
Which I get not making him the director. Like, if you're trying to essentially start over, you're going to want it. Like, you want a new director. You want like a new set of eyes on it. New, like, I get it. Smart announcing it right away that you're going to keep him involved, because can you imagine nerd outrage if they were like, if they announced on this earnings call, like, yeah, we're going to make Lord of the Rings movies again. Everyone was like, yay. And they're like, and Peter Jackson won't be involved in any way. People would, like, nerds would riot, right. And like immediately I would be pissed. I'd be like, really? You're not even gonna like keep him on as like a what's that word,
producer?
No, when someone's like just there to like provide feedback like on a topic or something, like they don't have any like main input into directing it or making it. They're just kind of like there as like a resource. And there's a word for that, and I cannot think of it.
It's called a homie.
Yeah, he's gonna. Yeah, you know, I'm gonna keep him on as a homie. Like, so I'm Lord of the Rings is like my favorite movie trilogy of all time. So I'm excited because, you know, let's say this takes. The fact that obviously like they probably haven't even thought of like main topics yet. And so we're looking at, I would say, even at a early potential release for a first movie in this new franchise is got to be like 2028. I would say at like the absolute earliest in 5 years, because you got to think about.
Like,
yeah. You got to think about like
5 years.
Yeah. You got to think of like 2 years filming, pre-production, post-production, touring, all that kind of stuff. Like that's at least like a 2 year process right there. They haven't even released like a title, a concept. No one's signed on to anything. Like it's as early on in something as you can get.
Warner Brothers, sign me on as an elf. I'll do that.
Yeah. I just want to like slide downstairs on a shield and then.
Mark's like, I'm a simple man.
I'm a simple man. I have simple needs. Or just have me like killed by like the main character. Like I'll be like an orc or a goblin or something, and you can just have me killed by the main character. Like,
don't even need to see your face
in a wood. Yeah, no. I'll wear all the goblin makeup and stuff, but like all know.
That was me
killed in that scene.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be like an excuse to like go to New Zealand,
right? Who doesn't want to go to New Zealand
and like be like, guys, I'm in the new Lord of the Rings movies. Like, really? Yeah, I'm killed in movie one by like
in the first 5 minutes.
In the first 5 minutes during a flashback of the main character. So technically, I'm not even really in the movies. I'm just like in a flashback talking about what's going to be happening in the movies.
And you know what? It's good enough for me.
Exactly. Simple pleasures.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm excited about it. I mean, because this will be like, so like when I first watched The Fellowship, I was like in middle school, like when The Fellowship came out. Because I remember seeing Return of the King in high school. And so now this will be like kind of the reverse with Cameron, because even if it's like six years or so before it comes out, he'll be in middle school.
I was in high school when The Hobbit came out, because yep. I distinctly remember this because my sister made me read The Hobbit book before she would take me to go see mm-hmm. The Hobbit. So I'd be in class like,
trying to read a book. Uh-huh. Oh yeah, the lesson's very important today. I know.
Anyways, feely keely. Yeah.
And then you watch the movies, and you're like, "Oh, half of this doesn't happen."
Well, she only told me I needed to get into the book as far as the movie was going to, and she just like guessed on what page. So I only had to get like a third of the way through the book, and then I'd have 2 years.
I mean, technically, the third movie completes the book. It's just a lot of that stuff isn't in the books. Like the White Orc
mm-hmm.
is not in the books.
Mm-mm.
Not really. A lot of stuff isn't in the books. But I'm excited because this will be like the next, it's essentially like the next generation for Lord of the Rings movies. I'm also extremely nervous because it's Lord of the Rings and it's so easy to screw this up. Like, there's so many ways you could screw this up.
Yeah. But, like, I have faith.
Yeah.
Especially if they have
Peter Jackson.
As a homie.
Yeah, as a homie. I feel like he has a pretty good vision, yeah, for, like, what would fly and what wouldn't fly for the franchise. Like, if they try to do, like, certain things that he just knows, like, people would probably hate this.
Mm-hmm. They'd be like,
and
they'll ride in.
Yeah, and they said multiple films. So let's assume they do The Hobbit in one this time, right? I doubt they're going to do another trilogy for The Hobbit. It's a 150-page book. There's really not anything else you can squeeze out of this with three more movies.
You don't know.
But who knows?
You don't know.
I mean, there is stuff in the books that's not included. Who knows? If the movies are following just the books again, then I hope they take on, like, obviously you have to include like the main theme. It'll be weird seeing someone else playing like Frodo and Aragorn and Legolas and all them,
right?
But if they're smart, they'll at least include some of the bigger stuff, like Tom, I'm gonna butcher the last name, but Bombadil, who's sure. like a wizard
they meet Bob-a-Duke.
In the Fellowship, who's only in the book. He's like this wizard of the Green Forest near the town. Including him would be interesting because he has a pretty interesting backstory that Tolkien wrote. And then also, you've seen the movies, obviously, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So do you remember the scene in The Fellowship when they're at the elf town of Galadriel and she has Frodo look into the basin, like to get a glimpse of the future?
Yes.
You remember what he sees when he looks in and he sees the Shire enslaved and like Sam and everyone and all the hobbits are in chains and all that?
Yes.
Okay. So in the book, in The Return of the King, that actually happens when they after they destroy Mount Doom and they finally journey back to the Shire, they find the Shire literally like dark, all the trees are dead, and there's like all these humans everywhere, and it turns out the Shire's been enslaved while they've been gone.
I did not know that.
Yeah, by this like crooked figure who it turns out is Saruman, because in the books he doesn't die. Yeah, the movie kills him off when he falls off the tower. In the books, he doesn't die. They let him go.
What?
Yeah, in the book, they get him down from the tower, and Gandalf, like, essentially threatens him to, like, turn back to the good side, or, like, I'll kill you. And he essentially, like, cowers and does a bunch of, like, shady stuff at the end. And Gandalf just decides that he can't bring himself to kill him because it's like killing a, like, kicking a guy when he's down, like, kicking someone when they're down kind of thing. He just kind of agrees to, like, he gives him, like, a dagger and something, and he just, like, sends him off. And he's like, if we ever hear from you again, he's like, if I ever hear of you again, I'll find you and kill you then. So I'm giving you a chance to live and try to repent, but you have no power and no authority.
Repent.
And sends him off. And it turns out in the books, when that happens, he goes to the Shire and enslaves them. And like he pretends to be somebody else, he uses magic to like alter his appearance with like what little magic he has left, and enslaves the people of the Shire. And then in the book, the Shire, literally as Sam and Frodo like get back to the Shire, they're like, they just did this epic journey, saved the world, like saved the Third Age. And they're like, all their friends are like, hey, do you want us to like go back with you? Or like, do you want to like to send soldiers with you? And they're like, no, it's the Shire. Like, everything's going to be fine. We got
it's cool. It's they're cool. All homies.
Thanks, Aragorn. But you're the king now. Like, you just, you know, you do you. And then they go back and they find out they find out it's enslaved. And so they read a revolt, and it's the Shire literally erupts of all the hobbits going to war with these humans that have been enslaving them. And there's like an epic war in the Shire at the end of the book.
That's a lot.
Yeah. The Shire like full on goes like Gran Turismo. Like,
I'm gonna ask my sister about this.
Yeah.
She's read them.
Yeah. Talk to your sister about it. If the new movies like showcase that would be cool, because it's like they actually go over the fact that like the hobbits, not all of them, but a lot of them can legitimately fight. They just choose not to, but they know how to fight.
And they're small.
Yeah, and they're small, and they'll kick you in the shin and also stab you in the shin
with a needle.
Yeah. So it's interesting. The books, there's a lot of stuff in the books that like does not take place in any of the movies, extended versions or not. Not like a ton. The movies did a pretty good job. But there are like significant moments that like the movies never touch on. So it'd be interesting to see if the new stuff does.
I don't know.
You haven't read a lot of the books, so I'd be like, "Whoa!" Just but the like, Hobbit. Yeah. But what would you like? What would you want to see? Would you want to see like new stuff, or you wanted to see like a repeat just with like new people? And
no, I'd like to see new stuff. I'm 100% behind new things. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
We've done it once. Don't need to do it again.
Right. Yeah.
I'm getting tired of all these like live action remakes of animated things. It's not necessary.
You mean like the mermaid, that's coming out?
No, I'll see that.
You'll see that one?
I like the Little Mermaid. It's one of my favorite princesses.
Well, you just said it.
I'm just saying, there's some exceptions to the rules.
Okay, well, I didn't know all the rules. That's the only one that I can think of that hasn't come out. It's like, I think that's the next one coming out.
I think so.
Because, yeah, that's the next one. Because that one's like finished filming.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll probably want to see that. Yeah, I don't know. I'm with you. I'm good on some stuff doesn't need a pure remake. Sometimes you can just take the same concept and just do a different take on it. Mm-hmm. And showcase different sides of the story. Or not sides of the story. You know? Maybe there's some things we don't include.
Fucking random happens. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe we really need to dive into the fact that what Merry and Pippin were smoking on Isengard was straight up weed.
Yeah.
It's legit. I think they call it like pipe weed. And that's why Gimli in the extended version, because it's only in the extended version of Return of the King, why Gimli gets so offended when he sees them smoking pipe weed. Because it's legit just drugs. Like, it's all it is. It's legit just drugs.
And if anybody's going to do drugs, it's going to be them.
It's, yeah, 100%. Also, I didn't know this until I read the books like fully. Frodo is already an old man when he starts the journey. He's already like in his early 50s.
Oh, he's young. He's so young.
But like without the ring, like normally without the ring, hobbits age at the same rate as humans. Yes. Bilbo,
I'm not questioning you.
Bilbo,
I'm not, I promise.
Bilbo lasted longer because the ring extended his life. Same thing with Gollum. Like, Gollum is actually like 180 or something. But he just lived longer because of the ring. I can't remember exactly his age when he leaves with the books, but Frodo is like legit an old man. Not like, not an old man, but he's like a middle-aged man when he starts his journey.
Damn, I Googled it.
Yeah, I know, right? It's weird when you think about it.
You're right.
I know. It's weird when you think about it, because like, he's like in his 20s in the movies, and in reality, he's like in his late 40s, early 50s. Because what happens is, after Bilbo leaves at the party, right, and leaves him the ring, you know how like in the movies, it's like the next night Gandalf shows up and he's like, you need to freaking get out of here. In the book, it's 10 years before Gandalf comes back and is like, okay, it's time to leave now.
Right.
10 years.
I have a list of all the ages.
Yeah.
Gollum.
Mm-hmm.
589.
Okay, when I wasn't even close. Super old.
Gimli. 140.
Well, that one makes sense. Yeah, he's a dwarf.
Bilbo. 129.
Yeah, he was up there.
Aragorn is 88.
Yeah, he dies at like 160 or something.
Sure. Frodo, 51.
So I said late 40s, early 50s.
You did say 50. So. Boromir is 41, so Frodo is older than Boromir.
Yeah.
Sam is 39. The age difference.
Right, the age difference
for me.
Yeah.
Merry's 37. Faramir, 36. Pippin, 29?
Yeah.
Oh, we like
it. They got some youngin' friends.
Aramir, 28. Erwin, 24.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
It's the age differences for me.
Right, yeah. If you really think about it, technically, someone made a joke about it, that technically Erwin, or that technically, Is it that Aragorn is actually like the kind of the creeper in the situation? Because
yes, because he's 88.
Yeah, and she's like, as an elf, like
24,
insanely young.
She's a wee bobby.
Yeah, because she she ages as a human because she gives up like her elven ancestry.
I know how to spell elves. I do.
Who knows?
Elsland.
It's a lot of words.
Drinks.
It's a lot of words.
Forever. Yeah, it's a lot of words. It literally says forever.
Yeah.
Six.
But we will see. I'm gonna reserve any judgment until they release like more details about it. When they actually release like a title or like a concept, then I'll like reserve judgment and I'll like see what they're actually like thinking on it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll cross that bridge when it gets to it. But if you are a Lord of the Rings fan and you have thoughts, or if you haven't even heard about this and you're like listening to this and you're like, what? They're making more? Then you should email us at thefaneffectpodcast@gmail.com and let us know what your thoughts are on this revitalization of the Lord of the Rings franchise. Sam, do you have any final thoughts that you want to share with the people out there?
No.
Got it. Thanks, Scale Pants. And on that note from Scale Pants, we will journey to next week, where we'll have more exciting topics and more fun things on the FanFact podcast. So just make sure you go to our YouTube and our Facebook and our Twitter and the Instagram and all the stuff that's in the links, and subscribe to it, like it, share it, tell one friend about this show, and have them listen to an episode, and then
have that friend tell a friend.
Yes. And then just infinitely do that, and then we'll be the most popular show in the world. But
I think that's how this works.
I'm pretty sure that's how this works.
Yeah.
And before I forget, we'll release more details when it comes, but I'll mention it every couple weeks till it gets there. But the Fan Effect will be a part of a show called Indie Pods United, taking place in late October. We will be there having some sort of show, as we've done the last 2 years. I'm going to be doing some behind the scenes stuff for them, but we will We'll always have at least like an hour show talking about why fandoms are important and why it's important to encourage people to explore them. We kind of just use it as an education topic to talk about why it's important to have things that you're passionate about and to encourage new people to explore different avenues and different fandoms, because there's a lot out there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it is worth exploring and some does not. You know who I'm talking about. We both go to cons. We know the people that we avoid.
Furries.
100%. Will eventually we have to do an episode on it? Yes, because we said we would cover all fandoms. Will I be scared the entire time?
Will I
yes.
hate it?
Will we both hate it? Probably. But you know what? We have to, you know, do things sometimes. But we will see you next week for another edition of the Fandom Effect Podcast, where we do more fun, exciting things. And as always, stay tuned for more news and more exciting things.
Bye.
There we go.
Well, not bad for one playthrough. You have multiple achievements left to unlock. Please follow the Fandom Effect Podcast on all available platforms and unlock the next level. If that doesn't work, just turn it on and off.